أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئي على أثري وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. قال فإنا قد فتنا قومك من بعدك وأضلهم السامري. صدق الله العظيم. Very briefly, yesterday we discussed after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had taken the Bani Israel and they were emancipated from the clutches of Fir'aun. The Bani Israel had seen a community that was worshipping some idols, and they thought it befitting that they also worship these idols, and they made that request to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, who obviously said to them that they are ignorant. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided to give Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to Mount Tur. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's community was to follow Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, but he decided to go ahead of his people, and he left Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam in charge of his people, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam continued. Among the reasons that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had continued, like Musa alayhi salatu wassalam speaks in this ayah that Allah has related, that he wanted to earn the pleasure of Allah. He was enthusiastic to be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive this kitab. And then also Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast for a period of 30 days. And in one narration, after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had completed the fasting of 30 days, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam took some grass that had a good smell, because he sensed the odor of his mouth was not becoming, and he felt that one should not approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner and in this way, with the mouth having that kind of odor of a fasting person. And as a matter of fact, the narration indicates that his fast was day and night, a continuous fast. So he cleansed his teeth, and then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam went forth to the appointed place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him about the cleaning of his teeth. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam responded that that had been done because of the odor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, O Musa, do you not know that the odor of a fasting person is more beloved to me than that of musk? So go and fast a further 30 days. And all this happened, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had thought that at the appointed place, at the appointed time, his people would be with him, but that did not happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to this incident. Allah says, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. O Musa, why did you haste forth ahead of your people? قَالَهُمْ أُولَٰئِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam replies that, O Allah, they are behind me. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ. And I hasten towards you, O my Lord, so that you may become pleased. In other words, you will be pleased with me. And obviously again, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was enthusiastic to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the appointed place. At this point in time, what happened to the Bani Israel, and further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the details that a person by the name of Samiri had created confusion in the minds of the Bani Israel, and he caused them to worship the calf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this part of the story. قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. O Musa, we tempted your people after you. After you left them, we put them into temptation. Obviously, some of them failed the test. وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. And it was Samiri who caused them to go into deviation. Who the Samiri was, there are different narrations with regards to him. Some say he was a Coptic, he was an Egyptian. Others say he was from the Bani Israel. Some say he was from some foreign land that had come to Egypt. But this Samiri has a very interesting story that has been noted in some of the commentaries, that Samiri was also a neighbor of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. The time when Musa alayhi salam was born in the same year, Samiri was also born. And we discussed that Musa alayhi salam was born in that year that Fir'aun was killing the boys. So obviously if Samiri was from amongst the Bani Israel, if he was, then his life was also endangered. And like Musa alayhi salam's mother had kept his name Musa, Samiri's mother also kept his name Musa. This was Musa ibn Imran, the Nabi of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was Musa ibn Zafar. Samiri's mother also had danger for him. She felt the danger of the life of her child. So hence she took him into a cave. She stayed there for a while and she covered his mouth, that any mother would rather allow the child to die a natural death than dying at the hands of Fir'aun, a brutal death right in front of the eyes of the mother. And then after a while she leaves this cave. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his qudrat, his kindness. Allah shows that he is the sustainer. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down, and on one finger Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam places milk, on the one finger of this child, on the other finger butter, and on the third finger honey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salam to do this. He does it, and this child was taught by Jibreel alayhi salam to lick these fingers. And this was that heavenly provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for this child. But obviously this child grows up. He joins the Bani Israel when they escape from Fir'aun, and then he creates this fitna. That is why the poet put it very, very beautifully, for Musa alladhi rabbahu Jibreel kafirun, that Musa who Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had nourished, sustained, looked after, he became a kafir. Not only did he become a kafir, he was a means of deviating the entire Bani Israel or a portion of the Bani Israel. وَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُرْسَلْ, that Musa who Fir'aun had nourished and sustained and looked after, he was chosen as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the perplexities of life, and these are the complexities of life, that that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly nourished, he went against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah shows his qudrat. That person whom the enemy of Allah had nourished, he became the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam here, that whilst you had come forth in enthusiasm, your nation and your people were put into this fitna of worshipping the calf. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.